RK101. Doing or being. Accomplishing. Oh, working to. Realize plans. Fulfill desires. But I mean, again, we come into Western people, we come into this Bhakti tradition, Vaishnava tradition, and we learn it's about devotional service. We should serve God. Instead of serving Maya. Simple, clear enough. So there we are, we get into it. We're gonna serve God and our Guru Dev. Yeah, man, and we worked like asses. I mean, really. In the old days, and I guess it's still going on there. Working hard for Krishna. Why? Well, to build up this Krishna consciousness movement and to maintain it, because that's the movement Prabhupada started. That's what it's all about, right? Maintaining and expanding and growing that movement. Then you're serving Prabhupada and he's pleased with you, and then he will drag you back home, back to Godhead, no matter where your mind is at. That's a kind of a philosophy that entered some other. It's a little similar to Christianity, what entered there, that you simply not even serve. And I think that this is how it has maybe become a little bit among Vaishnavas too lately, that you just go to the Sunday feast, the sermon, you listen to the lecture, you take part in the bhajans, and then you get spiritual food, which you get purified by eating, and it tastes good. And it's a nice little trip on Sunday. But also, this is our tradition, you know, it's our religion. We should follow that tradition. I mean, it looks to me pretty similar to the Christian tradition, or I guess any religion, most of them. But then, especially in the old days, and again, I expect it's still there, here and there, but not so much as it used to be. We demanded more commitment, more surrender. Just give your whole life to this moment and work day and night and sleep a little, but not too much. I mean, but then it it became, and that's what I wanted to talk about here, it became a matter of accomplishment. God wants you to do this and that, sell a lot of books and work hard to build this building, renovate this building, which I am sitting in now. It was renovated and practically built by a pure, devoted, dedicated group of devotees who did it without getting any salary, volunteer. Oh. Heroes. But then that was the idea, that the harder you work, the more hours a day you work for Krishna, and the, yes, the challenges you should take on, if there's something very difficult, you take it up anyway and surrender to it, and Krishna is very pleased with you. And of course, when you're a manager, you're in charge of a project, of a temple, a building, or whatever, that is a very nice, or it sounds very nice. Setting to step into and rule. Because all you need to do is to preach to those devotees. Which I have to confess, because I was one of those, just for a short while, a couple of 3 years or so, I was a temple president. But I was a lot on the other side, and I saw it from both sides. That to be a good temple president, you should be a good preacher, then you can really preach to those subordinates. I mean, we were speaking like that, we were thinking like that about devotees in the temple that were under us. Our temple devotees, they were servants, of course, we're all servants. I would say slaves, because you didn't have much freedom, actually. You were supposed to serve your leader and then your spiritual master on top of it all. And the GBC representative and everything. So hard work, and yes, it may seem like a dream, a paradise for a manager and some boss to be on top of such a thing, right? You don't have to pay any salaries and you can just preach. Tell those subordinates that you have to work harder and surrender more to Krishna, and you have an eternal debt to your spiritual master, and go on more and more. No, you're not doing enough. No, you're not good enough. None of us are good enough. We have fallen, fallen, fallen. And then the devotees, if you succeed, they go out of there. Yeah, we need to do more for God, more for Krishna, more for Gurudev. I'm bad, I'm bad. And that's kind of how it was powered sometimes. We need to be honest about it. That's a fact. How it is now, I don't know. I'm just talking about the good old days. Because, you know, that's just how it was, and means we really worked hard and did a lot of good things for Krishna. But is that what Bhakti Yoga is all about? Is that what Krishna really demands of us to do? Well, there is the Sankirtan mission to help people in this world, to spread the good news and if you got something good and you really enjoy and you really think this helped me a lot, and of course you want to share it. But maybe you're sitting there now in that social environment, that group, where you have now your home, your only home, and your friends, your only friends. All the others, they left because they thought you were crazy. Maybe even your family. So you're dependent on that. So you settle in that environment, in that social situation, and that's now your life, and you are happy, right? Because that's what this Krishna consciousness is about. It makes you happy, right? And I'm going to preach too, because that's what we are told to, so I'm going to just tell everyone how happy I am. But then if I'm not happy, then what? You know, one thing is that yes, I should be happy because then a devotee is happy and I'm a devotee, you know. Another question is, am I really happy? Do I actually feel enlightened? Do I feel enlivened? Do I feel that, yes, this gave me what it promised, it really gave me. Not only the truth, but a truth to live and be happy by living and having a very meaningful life. Now, if you ask me now at age 70, almost, I will say, I will be very honest. And I will answer, yes, this was the best thing I ever took up in my life. And I would answer that, well, there were ups and downs and we did things wrong and made us suffer, and me too, sometimes. But I learned from that. And what's most important is that I know that Krishna sees not just the accomplishment, but the spirit behind, the sincerity. So even if we did some things pretty wrong and stupid and this and that, me too, Krishna saw, they are trying their best, the fools, so let me help them. And that's what I can see is going on, and that's what's been going on and is still going on in my life. And I'm still trying to accomplish, still trying to serve the Sankirtan mission as Srila Prabhupada, Guru Maharaj want, and the Guru Bhagavat, Guru Parampara. Why? Because I have to do it to satisfy Krishna, otherwise he will not be pleased with me and I won't be able to pay off my eternal debt to my Guru. No. For me, it's gratitude. Proper game is wonderful life. And knowledge, and I can see that it is what the world is mostly of all missing today. So, wanted this before I came in contact with this God and the world. And do good. But nowadays, I'm more often nowadays, sitting down in front of the altar here, Shishi Gandhari Gagiradhari, Shishi Gornitai. Whom I've been serving and devoted to. For almost 50 years now. And just be with them. This is what I'm doing now, actually, and then, well, I can't help it, I just have to tell you. If someone is your friend, you are the friend of someone, you really like that friend of yours, you love that friend of yours, what do you want from that friend? Do you want him or her to serve you, do things for you? Or do you want to do things for your friend? Do you just want to sometimes be there with your friend? Hang out together? So, I mean, isn't it? I mean, if you're friends, part of being real friends is that you can also just be there together. Or if I want to be alone, then, or you want to be alone, then I'll leave you alone. We get together when we feel like it. That's friendship, isn't it? The same with God. Yes, we learn there is this rasa of friendship, sakya, rasa. And that's what it means. Well, there's dasya rasa, of course. So what relationship you have to God? It's between you and God. But I've learned that Krishna, God, appreciates it more of course, just like we do, when our personal relationship gets more intimate, more for real. And that's what friendship is, isn't it? Hey, you gotta be for real now. Honest. Trustworthy, and so on. So yeah, Srila Prabhupada, he said, yes, these Western disciples, these young boys and girls, they are so much in the mode of passion and ignorance, working hard, hard, hard. So let's take advantage of that. The Krishna service, they can work hard to build up nice temples and farm communities and make books and sell books and all that. So there's a movement here, an organization that will last after I leave. Bigger chance than that it will last. I mean, but he called his movement not the movement for devotional service, but the movement for Krishna consciousness. And what does that mean? It means to be conscious of Krishna. And when you sit here, as I do, just being with Krishna, with Radha Krishna Gonitai, the Vaishnava devotees. And that's the perfection of it. And he put it there clearly in his books, that remembering Krishna, never forgetting Krishna, is the essence of it all. It includes all the other principles. So he took care to, while he was kind of emphasizing hard work and calling it devotional service, serve Krishna instead of your own senses and Maya, he also gave the higher levels, the deeper understanding there for us to gradually learn. When time is ripe, that it's about Krishna consciousness, God consciousness. So what I'm just saying here is, with the support of Srila Prabhupada, Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, I'm saying that, yes, don't be afraid of just sitting here with God, having a conversation or just being here. Krishna is a person just like we are. So we can and should, I think, at least if we want to be bhakti yogis, Krishna Bhaktas. Be as personal to Krishna as we would be to each other and more. Or at least just sit here with God, sit here with Krishna sometimes in front of your altar. Just be there together. And don't worry. I even think that if you don't know what to do, so many things, and what should I do next, and I don't feel like doing anything because I'm tired, just sit there in front of Krishna, and you are doing the right thing. It is always the right thing to be there, here, and be Krishna conscious, be aware of Krishna. Be with Krishna. And then when you sit there, if that soft, kind voice comes there or whatever, telling you, well, you should do this, then you know. And when you then do, you will most likely find it very blissful and also successful, because you are actually following that higher guidance coming down from God and from the guru in the heart. I would say that's what it's really about. It's not about hard work or being a member of the right religion, the right group or whatever, live in the right place, believing in the right God. It's about taking shelter of God, putting your life in God's hands, and just being personal. And then you are sheltered. Then you will be led here and there. And it will be very blissful. Sometimes you wonder, what am I doing here? But yes, Krishna will just lead me where you want me. As Prabhupada wrote, now I don't know why you led me here to America, but just let me dance as you like. That's what it's all about. And therefore Krishna says, Sarva Dharma Parita, just give up all these dharmas, religions and all of that. And just take shelter of me. Here comes Saranam Raja. Ham tvam sarva papibhyo mokshishyami masucha. I will just free you from all problems and reactions to bad karma or whatever, protect you from doing things wrong or from the reactions when you do things wrong. I'll take care of you. Keep what you lack, preserve what you have. It's all there, Krishna speaking to us in the Bhagavad Gita. And if you are not sure yet whether it's actually God talking there, try it out. Be a devotee. And with that, again, I don't mean join an organization or a religion or this and that will work. Work. someone who tells you that this is how you become a devotee by hard work, well, if the word pleases you and you feel that yes, this is probably what Krishna wants me to do, because also Krishna may lead us and guide us, and so through his devotees, of course. But remember, sometimes just be there with Krishna. Have your conversation with God. Some devotees, they even seem a little surprised when I say that, yes, I'm sometimes just sitting here talking with Krishna in my home, in front of my altar. And why should I not? But Krishna is a person. We're supposed to learn how to be personal back. Isn't that what Bhakti Yoga is about? And that's what I'm saying now too. And if someone has anything against that, then you could write something in the comments down there, whatever. Make a better video than this.